Hey everyone, it's Cardiff. For more than 5 years after the deep and terrible recession that ended in 2009, the Federal Reserve kept short-term interest rates at 0% to stimulate the economy. Now, very roughly, low interest rates stimulate the economy by making it cheaper for people and companies to borrow money and then, of course, spend that money, money that keeps the economy growing. But the Fed also believes that there is a trade-off between a growing economy and inflation. And the trade-off goes something like this. If the economy is strong enough to drive down unemployment to a low enough point, then all those people who now have jobs will also have more money to spend because they're making money. And when they spend their money, that pushes up the prices of the stuff that they spend their money on. In other words, you get inflation. And the Fed does not want inflation to get too high. And to prevent that from happening, in late 2015, after the economy had been growing a few years, the Federal Reserve chose to start gradually raising interest rates up from zero to where they are now, a little higher than 2%. And in 2 weeks, the Fed will again decide whether to raise rates. Should the Fed have started raising rates back in 2015? Should it have kept raising rates? And should it continue to raise rates? Today on the show, we're speaking with Adam Ozimek, a senior economist at Moody's. He's just published a compelling argument that the answer is clearly no. The Fed made a mistake, and the Fed might still be making it.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Amazon Web Services. How are we turning homes into hotels? Amazon Web Services is how. It's the cloud, leading enterprises trust to build big ideas. Learn more at awsishow.com/podcast. Support also comes from NPR sponsor, MailChimp. MailChimp does so much more than email. They've outgrown their name. With automation, ad campaigns, and audience management, MailChimp could help your business outgrow its name too. Not just mail, MailChimp.
Adam Ozimek, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Cardiff. Thanks for having me.
So here's where I want to start. Why don't you describe what was happening in the U.S. economy back in 2015 that you think compelled the Fed to start raising rates when it did?
So the big mistake that they made, the big conceptual error that they made in the way that they were looking at the economy in 2015 was how they answered the question, how low can the unemployment rate go? You mentioned that once the unemployment rate goes low enough, you start getting all these, you know, good things happening in the economy. Wage growth picks up, inflation picks up. And the problem was in 2015, the Fed thought that the unemployment rate was just about to that level. They thought we were almost there.
And you're saying we were not almost there.
That's right. And now they would agree that they, in retrospect, weren't almost there. They thought that the unemployment rate that we'd eventually get to was about 4.9%. Now they think that that unemployment rate is about 4.5%. And
Adam, the unemployment rate right now is lower than that.
Yeah, and so they're probably going to keep dropping that number. Throughout this whole recovery, they keep dropping the number of the unemployment rate that they think we're going to get to. So early on, they thought, you know, well, maybe we'll get to like 5.5%. And then they thought, well, maybe we'll get to 5%. And now they think maybe we'll get to 4.5% in the long run. And in fact, we're far below 4.5%. So when all said and done, and we're a few years away from this recovery, I think the Fed is going to look back and say, you know what, we could go pretty low, much lower than we thought we could.
So the Federal Reserve made this conceptual error where it thought that if the unemployment rate went below where it was back then, you would start to get spiking inflation. Why does that conceptual error actually matter?
So it matters because the Fed chooses interest rates based on how far they think the economy is from recovered. And if they're wrong, if they think the economy is closer to being recovered than it actually is, then they're going to start raising interest rates too fast. And that's going to be bad for the economy. The Fed probably should have waited to start raising rates until mid to early 2017, maybe even early 2018. I believe had they done the right thing, had they waited longer to raise rates, we'd have about 500,000 to 1 million more jobs right now than we do.
Do you think it's understandable that they made this mistake? In other words, it's really hard to know exactly what the economy's capacity is. So if the Fed kind of underestimated how much more the economy could grow before it had to start raising rates, it's lamentable for sure, but maybe it's just a human error. It's really hard to know because the economy is such a complicated thing.
Well, it's certainly not easy. It's certainly not easy to know what to do, and the Fed is in a tough position. And I think, you know, in the big picture of things, they've done a pretty great job in this recovery. But on this point, I do think that the mistake was avoidable. I don't think it was an impossible thing to see. And I know that's a little bit of Monday morning quarterbacking, but to be fair, I said this in 2015 too.
Yeah, fair. I wonder, Adam, if a lot of listeners are hearing this and wondering, okay, but this is kind of an interesting but basically intellectual exercise in whether or not the Fed knows when to raise interest rates and how we can judge the Fed's decision-making abilities. But who cares, basically, right? In other words, why does it matter that we get the history right of how the Fed went about making its decisions and where it made mistakes?
So I think it matters for a bunch of reasons. One is just getting the economic history correct. So if we want to look back and say, you know, gee, growth really started to slow down a little bit in 2016, 2017, compared to what it had been doing a few years before, I think understanding that the Fed raised rates too soon should be part of that story. It's important to get that history correct. I also think it matters going forward because I think it's really important that the Fed stop taking the unemployment rate so seriously and start looking at people who are not even counted as unemployed. And if in 2015, had they been looking at that sort of wider labor market slack rather than focused so much on the unemployment rate, then they would have seen that the economy had a lot of room to recover. And if they are focused on that today, then they would be seeing that the economy still has room to recover. And I also think an important lesson here is don't underestimate how good the economy can get. I mean, if you go back to 2015, the unemployment rate was around 5%, wage growth was really slow, and people thought, you know, the economy is pretty close to recovered, and this is as good as it's going to get. Mm-hmm. And really, they were underestimating workers, they were underestimating the underlying strength of the American economy. And now we've seen that things can get better. I mean, compared to 2015, things are much better now. And I think that they shouldn't make that same mistake again. They shouldn't assume that things can't get better. I believe that things can get better. But I think when you see the same mistake again and again in one direction, year after year, and that mistake is underestimating the economy, I think it's time to consider sort of a change of mentality.
From your perspective, has the Fed's approach to decision-making, to policy-making, improved in light of what's been learned in the last few years? Or do you think that it's still stuck in an earlier mentality that needs to be updated?
So I don't necessarily think that they're setting interest rates any better than they were, but I do think that there is a bit more discussion of the possibility that they're wrong. And so you have some members of the Fed saying, you know, we have a lot more hiking to do. And then you have other members saying, well, maybe not. Maybe the economy has a good bit of room left to recover, and maybe interest rates shouldn't go up much further. And so I don't think it's really showing up in decision-making, better decision-making, but I do think that we're getting some more discussion of the possibility of the economy having a good bit of room left to go.
Interesting. A little bit of intellectual humility, or at least maybe a little more of that than in the recent past.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Okay. Adam Ozmek, thanks, man.
Thanks for having me.